A former local hero of Poland's Solidarity movement is learning a new place in society, being homeless. In the 1980s, Solidarity spread into a broad social organization that eventually toppled Poland's communist government. The personal rise and fall of one activist traces some of the major changes in society and has prompted reflection over the heritage of Solidarity. NPR's Emily Harris visited Wrocław in southwest Poland and filed this report.
Leszek Budrewicz's salt and pepper hair is long around his ears, and his eyebrows are beginning to get wiry. He sits on the grass in a park and, with remarkable good humor, tells how he went from being a local Solidarity hero to being homeless at age 47.
It was a simple statistic situation which may happen for each man in Poland, now in capitalism.
In short, Budrewicz took out a big loan once it was possible to buy his apartment. Then, just over a year ago, he lost his job. He thought maybe the friend who had co-signed the loan could cover for at least a little while. But after several months, his friend decided to sell, even though, Budrewicz says, switching into Polish, he had just found temporary work.
If he was a stranger to me, I wouldn't have gone to him. But he was my old friend. We were in solidarity together. So I told him, look, don't sell my apartment.
The man who had guaranteed Budrewicz's loan went from being a Solidarity activist to being the mayor of Wrocław. He wears three-piece suits to the city hall and refuses to answer questions about his former friend. But Rafael Dudkiewicz disputes Budrewicz's notion that people stood by each other more, back when they were fighting oppression together.
It's partly nostalgia. As prosperity and well-being goes up, so do people's aspirations. And when people can't do well at both, they get dissatisfied.
The journalist who first publicized Budrewicz's situation, Maciej Wojcicki, says he saw it as a metaphor for the growing gap between rich and poor people in Poland, and as a symbol that the unity the Solidarity movement brought to Poland is dead.
For younger people, solidarity means nothing. On something may be wrong. Because the solidarity governments, which crashed 2.5 years ago, was a really tragical government with very, very corrupted governments.
Budrewicz's tale has generated mixed reaction in Wrocław. One writer in an online forum called it a tragedy familiar to many Poles with no help to turn to in high places. Another writer said even legends shouldn't scavenge, but pay their debts. A former Solidarity activist in Wrocław, Michał Gabriel, says it makes him wonder why a man who did so well fighting the old system has trouble making it in the new.
The money governs, there's a new mechanism, yes. But before, was the money was on the end. For us, in this opposition, the money was not important at all. But in the life now, this is very important.
Homelessness is a small but growing problem in Poland. Demographers say unequal access to opportunity is a bigger issue. And unemployment near 20% is the biggest concern of all. Budrewicz is a little lucky there. He now has a part-time job as a radio host. And his past Solidarity connections aren't completely failing him. Another former activist now runs the best homeless shelter in town and found his old friend a space there right away. Emily Harris, NPR News.